It's the radio segment that's going viral over a paparazzi shot of him and Christian Bale arguing at a scarf shop.
Oh.
That's Christian Bale.
I want the Burberry. You do plenty of movies. Buy it for me. It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other booty warts just don't. This first laser story is out of Hertfordshire, England. A 19-year-old student named Rachel Kennedy had played the EuroMillions lottery every week since she turned 18.
Okay.
And every week she played, she lost.
Yeah. I mean, there's like people who are 50 years old listening to this and being like,
yeah.
Oh, that's cute,
yeah,
honey.
I remember my first lotto
yeah,
ticket.
Yeah, I've also done that and always lost.
Yeah, which reminds me, I got to check my losing ticket.
Yeah.
Well, that was until the other day.
What?
When she was in total and complete shock watching every single one of her numbers get picked on television.
I dream about this. Can you imagine?
I always feel like there was some unwritten rule that only really old people win the lottery.
After that happened, Rachel was suddenly $250 million richer.
Holy oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you said 1,000. I'd still quit my job.
Well, I mean, I'm sure as a 19-year-old, she'd be really responsible with that money, too.
At least she thought she was $253 million richer. Because she immediately ran to her desk drawer and began going through her tickets.
Oh, no.
She kept seeing all her old ones with the exact same numbers, but not the new one.
No!
After searching and searching and then searching again, Rachel came to the sad conclusion that this was the only time in the last 58 weeks she forgot to purchase a ticket.
Wow.
No way.
That is terrible.
I'm so sad for her.
Yeah. She does it so much, she just assumed.
How did that happen? Well, she says she was too busy with her university work and it slipped her mind to enter the drawing.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
I feel so bad right now.
Another example of college backfiring on somebody.
You always lose money in college.
And the person who might be the saddest about the entire thing is her boyfriend, Liam, who posted pics of all the old tickets on Twitter, along with many sad crying face emojis.
Yeah.
And underneath this caption read, "When your missus decides to not play the Euro Millions and all seven of her usual numbers come up."
Okay, Liam, I'm trying to get viral off your girlfriend's story.
I think that's cute that Liam thought he was going to get any of the money.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's sweet,
Liam,
honey.
You're going to be gone.
Yeah, you're about to be single.
Those losing tickets are the only reason you still have a girlfriend.
Exactly.
This next laser story is out of Fort Myers, Florida. A 21-year-old guy was walking around a random neighborhood the other day when, out of the corner of his eye, he saw that a house had a trampoline in its backyard.
Okay.
Fun.
So instead of continuing on to wherever he was going, he made a beeline for that trampoline, then got on and started bouncing.
Oh, I've always wanted to do that.
You just want to go into random people's yards and use their trampoline?
Yeah, because I don't have one.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm totally with you.
Two problems with that.
Uh-oh.
Number one, he was trespassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big, big problem.
And two, well, he was naked.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Now, Alexis is still like, yeah.
Well, tanning, you tan good on them.
After a vigorous 30-minute jumping session, he got off and then knocked on the door of the house in his birthday suit, asking for a cup of lemonade.
Reliving his childhood.
He wore himself out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad he wasn't creepy about it or anything.
That's good.
Yeah.
The woman behind the door declined his request and then asked him to leave. A half hour later, she looked out her window and saw him again, still naked, jumping up and down on her kid's trampoline, this time clearly fondling himself.
Okay, we're not going to be able to use the trampoline the same way
this
anymore.
Is different.
He eventually got off the trampoline, ran up to the door, and told her to let him in. Authorities were then called. Not sure why this didn't happen earlier.
Dude, she's actually extremely
nice.
She's
jumping for hours now.
Seriously, let him go an hour naked jumping before she called the cops.
She's busy, okay?
Now he's facing charges for burglary and criminal mischief.
What did he steal?
Her heart. This next laser story is out of Chip and Guac Metropolis.
Ooh, I want to move here into a big penthouse.
Tons of people love Chipotle, so maybe this is a way to have all those people fall in love with you, too. And I say that because Chipotle just teamed up with a cosmetics company to create a line of makeup that'll help you look just like a delicious Chipotle burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. You said makeup. I already was like, no way.
I'm being serious.
This is real.
It's like, girl, you look like a burrito bowl.
Mm-hmm. It includes eyeshadow with, quote,
12 Chipotle ingredient shades.
What?
Ew, what?
The shades include things like corn salsa, white and brown rice, spicy guac, grilled fajita onions, plus amazing. Black and pinto beans.
Tasty.
Please tell me there's some sort of perfume that goes along with it.
Oh,
they're also going to be rolling out lip gloss. That's the color of hot salsa. A face sponge that looks like an avocado.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
And finally, a makeup bag that looks like a bag of Chipotle's chips.
Okay.
Oh, la, la.
That is
a brown paper bag.
That is going to get thrown away.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't keep your makeup in that.
If you're interested, the items range from $8 to $18 each.
Whoa.
Oh, it is real makeup.
And they'll be on sale at ChipotleGoods.com.
Jeez.
This next laser story is out of Hot House headquarters. There's a home design trend that's been growing for the past few years. It's called open concept bathrooms.
Get out of here. Leave. Leave the door. Ew. What are you doing?
That means it's a bathroom without a door.
No.
Double rainbow.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Dude, in my opinion, there couldn't be enough doors in bathrooms. Okay?
You want it to be like a fun house in there.
I do. I want a separate room for the toilet. We have like a wall in between the toilet and the sink, because if you're using the same time as me, I don't need to see it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So it basically has like a toilet and a shower just out in the open with no option for any privacy.
Like what? In your living room or part of your bedroom? Where are we putting this thing?
Well, a house just hit the market in the Boston area with one of these open concept bathrooms in it, and it seriously just looks like a living room. Same flooring, no decor, and it only has a toilet right in the middle.
We didn't need that, no.
Just to give you the visual, you have to imagine it.
Oh, yeah.
The real estate agent selling the house says when he first saw it, he thought, I was like, was this designed for an exhibitionist? But you know what? It could work if folks don't mind having it open and can just live freely.
Brooke, this would work for your husband. He spends so much time on the toilet. At least you can yell at him and look at him in the eyes.
Don't yell at him. I leave him alone.
Now you don't have to.
Yeah, now you can yell
at him.
So
wrong, dude. I do not yell at him all the time.
If you're wondering if this particular listing has found a buyer yet, the answer is no.
Oh, shocking.
Random.
So it's not a trend that's caught on.
Maybe people just can't afford it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The agent says the majority of people that were shown the house just felt like they were having a hard time trying to visualize themselves living in that space.
Yeah.
I get that, though. Sometimes I have a hard time visualizing things, you know? Other times, not so much.
Yeah.
Very vivid visual.
Uh-huh.
And that sound, I'm picturing a turtle on top of a very open concept shoe. It means Laser Stories has come to an end. We're going to do it same time on Wednesday.